Okay. Okay. Will the Senate, this is a free conference committee. Free conference committee, please come to order. And will the secretary please take the roll?
Senator Howard.
Here.
Senator Regeer.
Here.
Senator Sands.
Here.
Representative Regeer.
Here.
Representative Whitman.
Here.
Representative Funk.
Here.
Okay. Before us is Senate Bill, our House Bill 230, and we have an amendment to this. Would you like to move the amendment?
I would. Mr. Chair, I move Amendment HB 230.4.1.
Senator, Mr. Jarrett Coles, would you just explain the amendment? It's real simple.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, yes, this is a simple amendment. Basically, all the amendment does is it changes this from an immediate effective date to July 1st, 2021. You will see the amendment in two places. The AIC is in front of you for your convenience in case you have any other questions about the bill, but the first part of the amendment is on page 1, line 21 of the amendment instructions, again, in front of you. And then the last part of the amendment is just at the very end, Mr. Chairman, page 13, lines 9 and 10. It just changes it from passage and approval to July 1st, 2021. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, here for questions.
Is there any discussion on the amendment? Representative Funk.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just because I haven't done this, just for clarification, the only reason we did it with the free conference committee is so it didn't have to go back to the Senate. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, so one of the only things that wasn't amended in this bill was the effective date. So the only way to do it was a free conference committee, and then that would save it either having the governor doing an amendment to delay this or going back to the Senate.
So, thank you, Mr. Chair. So it's simple procedure and expediency.
That's my understanding.
Okay, thank you.
Can we have a voice vote on the amendment? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. None opposed. Yes.
I have another amendment, and it's really a simple one. Apparently, on page 3, line 26, in House Bill 170, I think Representative Buttrey had done that changing. So it's on page 3. Line 26, emergency or disaster. It changes. He had changed or to and, which narrowed it. I think you had supported that, but it didn't move to this bill somehow. So is it okay with you to conceptually move that to fix that back again?
I will not be for it, that's for sure.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Could maybe Mr. Coles has some insight on that?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I don't recall doing any amendments like that. I will note that in this particular amendment and the bill as amended, emergency and disaster at one point in time were two separate code sections, and this moves them into one code section. And I can find that for you in the bill, but that's how it worked. But emergencies and disasters are still two separate things under the definitions, but certainly here to amend it conceptually if that's what you desire.
That isn't my question, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Coles. It's right after that. An emergency or disaster or engages. It should be and engages in the exercise of religion. So it narrows it that the issue of the exercise of religion is related specifically to emergency and disaster and not standing there by itself, which was apparently what was done with Buttrey's amendment, was to say that the two were tied together, and now they've been uncoupled for some reason.
So, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I believe I'm, Senator Sands, I believe I'm highlighting the language that you're referring to on the screen right now.
Oh, vaguely, I can't read it, but yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's
emergency,
a whole lot better.
Disaster, comma, or engages in the exercise.
Correct. That red or should be in, or that blue or could be a blue and.
As a comment, or broadens it out and narrows it. I think we should broaden it out.
And Mr. Chair, I think we should narrow it, because otherwise the issue of the exercise is not in the context of what this bill is about, which is about emergency and disaster provisions. So I move a conceptual amendment to change that or to an and, Mr. Chairman.
And we've had the conversation. Is there any further comments? Senator.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, would it be okay to get some those that had worked on this bill to get the sponsor to get their response to one word change?
And yes.
Maybe some of the others that worked on it.
Mr. Regeer, I mean Representative Regeer, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I would just leave it at the or. I don't see the necessity for changing it to an and.
So we have a roll call vote.
Senator Howard?
No.
Senator Regeer?
No.
Senator Sands?
Yes.
Representative Regeer?
No.
Representative Whitman?
No.
Representative Funk?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, one senator has voted aye, two have voted no. One representative has voted aye, and two have voted no.
Okay, the conceptual amendment failed to pass. Now we're back on the bill as amended. Any further discussion? Can I have a roll call vote, or do you want a roll call vote? No, it's on the bill as amended.
Did we move the amendment? You moved the amendment, didn't you?
You moved the amendment?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and move the bill as amended. I'm sorry.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 230 as amended to pass.
Now, is there any further discussion? We'll take a roll call vote.
Senator Howard?
Yes.
Senator Regeer?
Yes.
Senator Sands?
No.
Representative Regeer?
Yes.
Representative Whitman?
Yes.
Representative Funk?
No.
Mr. Chair, two senators have voted aye, one has voted no. Two representatives have voted aye, one has voted no.
Okay, House Bill 230 as amended has passed this free conference committee. Any other business? This committee is over. Thank you.